Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This
is an Intel Studios production.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, you.
Hello, you.
This is Michael Douglas.
And Davina McCall.
I like the way that your son puts on a fake northern accent when he says, Michael Douglas.
Yeah, and he does that. He just walks around the house saying your name willy-nilly now.
And
like,
what,
you're not there. And he just walks around going, Michael Douglas.
And the outcome of that is that when anybody asks my name, I now do an impersonation of your son doing an impersonation of me. They say, what's your name? And I go, Michael Douglas. So I'm Michael Douglas.
I'm still Davina McCall.
Well, thank God for that. And this is Making the Cut. This is our weekly podcast where we recommend things to you that we think you might like. And today we're doing a special episode.
Well, it's nice because we get to look over all our old favourites, because what we want to do is give you a guide to what we think would be great Christmas gifts, and at the same time reminisce over things that we've talked about on our past podcasts that... Really, it's a year. We've been doing our podcast for a year. Still no sponsor, so if anybody wants to sponsor us, please feel free. So we basically went back and have tried to think of things for mums, dads, kids, brothers, sisters, aunties, grandmas, grandpas, everybody. We've got your Christmas covered. We're going to go through all of these quite quickly. If you want to find out more in more depth about each of these products, you can go back over our podcast. All of these things feature on our podcast. For this purpose only, we wanted to get as many possible gifts out there as we could.
Yes, so we're going to rattle on through.
We're going to rattle through.
What I would say is that if you've not downloaded the Entail app, then you should definitely do that, because on the Entail app, you can go to specific bits of the podcast, so you don't have to listen to 45 minutes of a podcast to get the bit where we talk about bamboo socks or something. You can literally, on the Entail app, go to the bit where we talk about these things. So if you're not listening to this podcast on the Entail app at the moment, this would be a great opportunity for you to download it and go to it, because
it's free.
It's completely free. Loads of podcasts are on there, virtually all of them. But you can chapter the podcasts and go to bits and pieces and save bits of the chapter as well. So where we talk about a specific thing, you can just go to that bit and save it or share it also with somebody. So
and it will have web links to everything that we talk about today. You will be able to find them on the internet by clicking through from the Entail app.
So, yeah, download it. It's an absolute no-brainer, especially for this podcast, but lots of others as
well. This one in particular, yeah.
Do you want to start?
I'm going to start with an entire brand.
Okay.
A listener sent in an idea for a recommendation, and that was a Tea's Maid. And
always love Tea's Maid.
Kids of the 70s, 60s, we just remember the Tea's Maid. Mm-hmm. And it was very funny because I bought one from Swan. So it was deliciously retro, made in that rather cool, modern, retro way.
Yeah,
slightly in the same way that, like, a Beetle is still being made in a modern, retro way.
Yeah.
Or a Cinquecento Fiat 500. Modern retrospective.
Yes.
So Swan, I went on their website, and actually they've got a lot of products that if you wanted to, you could kind of get the Swan look in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, they have a whole look to them. But the Tea's Maid was epic. I mean, if you've got parents who are, or like, you know somebody who is 40 or 50, they're going to love a Tea's Maid. There's a whoosh of steam as the last bit of water goes into your pot. You've got a hot pot of tea by your bed in the morning. It is something that you would use and not just kind of like have and throw away. It's something that will bring back lots and lots of nostalgia. And I think weirdly at this time with COVID and everything, we're all feeling quite nostalgic and wanting to hark back to kind of things that made us feel happy and comfortable.
Yeah.
So Swan Tea's Maid is my first thing.
Very good. And there's nothing quite like being woken up with a cup of tea,
yes,
is there?
Yes, exactly.
You introduced me to bamboo socks a while back. Yes,
I think that's like... Was that the first episode?
Might be second episode. The first episode was tubing mascara.
Oh, my God, that's...
So we're going to talk about that when we get to Charlotte Tilbury, I think. But but bamboo socks was a bit of a breakthrough for me. So I think I'm actually wearing some that you bought me for Christmas last year.
Oh, good.
These are brilliant. But what I've also noticed on the internet, in my algorithm on Instagram, is a underpant company keeps coming up and they've made bamboo underpants.
Stop it.
Yeah. They're not the only ones to do it, because all of a sudden I've clicked on the link, watched the video, and now I'm being bombarded with like hundreds of different companies that all make... underpants with like a bamboo gusset.
Now, can I just say something? The reason why, because, you know, I'm looking into making lingerie and I'm also making bamboo pants.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know the black ones?
Yes.
They're bamboo.
Oh, well.
And the reason why bamboo is brilliant for underwear, especially pants, and especially for women, is that it's breathable.
Yes. Well, in the video, that's he talks about all that. You've seen that Billion Dollar Shave Club video. If you've not seen that, but you go onto YouTube and there's something called the Billion Dollar Shave Club, which, by the way, would be a recommendation to buy for your husbands or son if they shave a lot. You pay like $1 a month, obviously it'd be a pound over here, and you get razors automatically sent out to you. So it'd be a great subscription. But the Billion Dollar Shave Club made this video which turned their business into something unbelievably huge and made them billions of pounds. But this underpant company have done the same kind of thing.
The same kind of video.
Yeah, the video of a guy walking through the house in his pants talking about why would you spend money on Calvin Klein's or why would you do this? You
know, really?
Blah, blah, blah. When you could just spend X amount a month and we'll send you these bamboo breathable undies.
It's been watched 27 million times.
What, the Dollar Shave Club thing? Wow. Yeah, it's
worth
a watch.
But I don't think they do that in the UK, do they?
The Dollar Shave Club exists here.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I think it would be called something.
The Pound Shave Club. It doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Get it at Poundland. but bamboo socks, hats. You got me a bamboo hat last year, which I absolutely love. There's underpants. And I've also, a lot of people have asked about makeup pads, those makeup removing pads.
Oh, yes.
Also bamboo. So
you can get those at Boots. Any pharmacy you can get them from. And pharmacies are open.
Okay.
Support,
oh, they are, aren't they? Yeah.
Support the shops that are open while they're open.
Yes, I was going to say one thing that we could end up doing is shifting people to Amazon constantly here. But
yeah, and I mean, there is a time and a place for Amazon. Amazon is great, but there is also a high street, and anything that's open, let's try and steer people to there.
Or
like, or if you're going to get going to get teas made, you want to go to Swan.
So check out bamboo everything, basically.
Yes.
Anything that touches your skin.
And you as a man, because I think men are so hard to buy for, you as a man really appreciated the whole bamboo thing.
Because
I went to town last Christmas with the bamboo thing.
I love it.
And you like the hat.
I wear
you like the snood.
All of it.
Okay, good.
It's a done deal.
So men love bamboo. Okay. My next thing is another brand. I know you love this brand. Mm-hmm. We came across this brand on this podcast. We've gone nuts for them. They don't sponsor us. They should. It's Xylus. Oh, my God. Like, everything that Xylus make is brilliant. It's kitchen gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
My favourites are the chopper. It's a manual chopper, but it is like... it's like a starter cable for a mower.
A lawnmower or something, yes.
It's like you pull it.
Yeah.
It's got a ripcord, exactly. It's very easy to clean. I use it every day. If I fresh cook something, I use it every single day. For everything, I have chopped celeriac in it. It made mince out of celeriac in seconds, and it was so easy. Graters, they do these fantastic, I mean, so many different types of graters, but I particularly, again, nostalgia... harping back to my childhood, but the circular, you've got a handle, then you've got a circle at the end of the handle.
I love the turny handle grater.
The turny handle grater.
God.
It just reminded me so much of my childhood. They sell those, because they sent us a box, because we obviously wang on about them so much, so they sent us quite a lot of their products. But the one that I loved in the box was the frying pan.
Yes.
The no oil needed frying pan.
Mm.
It's a game changer. I use it every day. So as a woman, I think that even if normally men... you are scared of buying your other half some kind of kitchen gadget.
Yep.
This year, I think, is a year of slightly more thriftiness and people, it doesn't feel right to splurge in an ugly way on Christmas. So practical presents, I think, are the way forward, like presents that you are actually going to use, less waste, you know, less packaging.
It is high risk for a bloke to buy his wife a kitchen utensil. But I have to say, as a bloke, if you bought me these Xylus things, I would be so happy.
Okay.
I've got the ripcord thing, and I use it every day Do you know what I do use it for?
No.
Is that, as you know, my dog's a fussy eater, so I cook it chicken thighs. But once they're cooked, I put them in the ripcord thing and I chop the chicken in the Xylus ripcorder. And it's bloody brilliant.
It is.
It's absolutely amazing.
It is. It's so good.
If you do one rip, you get like big chunks of chicken.
Yeah.
Two rips, it gets smaller
and then it turns into
mush. But, and the other thing is the mandolin thing. I use that virtually every day.
I haven't got one of them.
No, well, I actually bought that. That was my first thing we reviewed from Xylus.
Oh, Christmas, please.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I forgot.
You're not going to go mad if I buy you a kitchen utensil.
No, I'd be so happy.
Okay, great. Well, let me just jot that down. Xylus mandolin. Is it a mandolin? It seems like the wrong word for it.
Sounds like a guitar, a mandolin.
It is a guitar, is it Madeline maybe or something like that? Mandolin. Maybe someone could let us know on that. Well, I agree. The Xylus collection stuff is brilliant, and the chipper that I still use all the time. God, the chipper's great. I can't remember what episode it's in, but
it's from the 1960s. It's only about four episodes ago, isn't it?
It's probably season 2, episode 3 or something like that. But I bought the chipper from a charity shop, a Xylus thing. Oh, my God.
Did you get that in Tunbridge Wells?
Yeah.
It's
for £1. It's amazing. If you've got a husband or a partner or a son who's obsessed with their blood pressure.
Yes.
I mean, I've never known anybody obsessed with their blood pressure. But you like taking your blood pressure from time to time.
Well, it's just fun. I just do it for fun.
It is good fun.
I do it for fun because mine is quite low and it's like I'm showing off.
Yeah. We reviewed this thing called CardioArm, which is a...
It's a great bit of tech.
It's a brilliant bit of tech.
Yeah.
But you strap it to your bicep with the Velcro thing and then you press a button, it connects to an app and it monitors your blood pressure. So there is something quite fascinating about it.
Yeah.
And it'd be very interesting if you've been for a run or you've done some exercise
yes.
or you're feeling a bit faint or you have some underlying medical conditions. It's quite a good thing to...
If you've got a relative or something and they've got a medical condition and you need to keep an eye on their blood pressure, it is cordless. It is attached to your phone, like you said.
Yeah.
And it won't monitor your blood pressure constantly, but it will give you a blood pressure reading.
Yeah.
And when a relative of mine had a funny turn at my house, I had to take 3 blood pressure readings in a row. And then when I called up 111 and told them, they sent an ambulance. So I was really pleased I had it then, you know. So CardioArm is a really good bit of tech, good gift to have for people who are into their fitness or, yeah.
And it's spelled with a Q, by the way, so Q-A-R. I don't think there's a U in it, weirdly.
No, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Audio Arm. So go on the Googles and have a look at them. And if you can buy it direct from their website, then do that. What have you got next?
I'm going to give some books, like a sort of series of books that I think people should have. Noughts and Crosses is a book by Mallory Blackman. It was made into a drama, which was on TV recently, but all teenagers should read the book. It is one of those must reads. It's just one that I would massively suggest that you give to any kind of teenager. It's such a thought-provoking book. It's about Native Africans colonizing Europe and what that would look like. It's so good. Then if you've got a mum or a granny, anyone I would say over sort of 35, Meet Me at the Museum by Anne Youngson. It made me cry a lot. It's a small book. It's an easy read. It's very beautifully written with such feeling and
you can get
romance.
It in hardback as well, which I think is always a nice gift.
Hardback,
the hardback
so
book
nice.
Is lovely, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
And then also 3 Hours, Rosamund Lupton, which was when, you know, kids weren't getting fed. The dog was being walked a lot because I was listening to it on an audiobook. And I was just like, I can't talk to anybody until I finish this book. I mean, it was the most nail-biting, the best book I've read all year. It was so good. Rosamund Lupton, 3 Hours. You also, I'm going to talk about, I'm sorry, I'm sort of slightly taking
No, honestly, it's okay.
The Daily Stoic, you gave that to me.
And I was going to mention that.
Daily readings, so good. So I haven't done it for a few weeks, actually, and I need to get back on that because it's nice to have something else to think about in the morning other than the news. Good luck with this, but it would be a great present. But a year's subscription to Audible would be amazing. But I find their website and their user face
it's so hard to deal with.
Complicated to deal with. But I do love listening to audiobooks so much. But in order to download an audiobook, you have to go online on a computer. You can't do it on your phone, does seem...
I realised this because I was driving back from your house recently, and it takes me about an hour and a half to get home, and I thought, I'll listen to... David Mitchell's got a book out, and I really like David Mitchell, and I thought, he'll obviously be narrating it, I'll get that. So I went into Audible, had a look, there it was. It offered me a sample, but it doesn't offer me any way to get the book.
No.
You
have
my phone.
No, you have to go online. It's... A flaw. It's a flaw.
Oh, my God. It drives me nuts.
But what do you know what that's telling me?
There's a gap in the market.
There's a gap in the market, Michael.
If you could narrate all the books ever written, we could.
Let's start it.
We could do that. So, yes, I would agree. I only just discovered this because I went through all my subscriptions recently through all my bank statements and realised that I was paying for Audible, which I didn't realise I was paying for. And then I thought, great, I'll start listening to stuff. Jesus. How hard is it to listen to something on Audible?
But once you get it...
Yes, I mean, I guess
I've
once
got
you're in
it
the
now.
Niche.
I'm in.
It seems very
strange.
And
I understand how it works, but it is hard.
Just to piggyback
But it would be a great present.
Yeah, off your book recommendations, there was Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's a must-read
It's
for
a
everybody.
Must-read for everybody, I think. Yeah, this is about
that's a stocking.
Chap's experiences of being in the concentration camps of Nazi Germany. And I know it sounds depressing, that, but it's been considered... one of the all-time greatest books ever written, I think, for what you get out of it. So I would stick that in somebody's stocking any day of the week. And the other one I was going to mention was The Daily Stoic, which you already did, which is a no-brainer. I bought that for my eldest son last year, and I always catch him reading it.
Mm.
And you can pick it up at any time and read that.
Yes,
and think,
exactly.
Jesus, it's brilliant. And then one other book, which is a new one, which is Dawn French's new book, Because of You, which is getting amazing reviews and doing very, very well. I've read the first three chapters. But I'm trapped watching Billions at the same time now. And this is what's happening to us, that I'm torn between looking at something with my eyes rather than reading the words.
Mm.
I know lots of people who've read it, and I'm working with Dawn quite a lot on doing the book tours and stuff like that. And so many people just say so many great things about it. So it's called Because of You, and that is available in hardback as well, I think. For about £16.
Another great present, I think, for people is a subscription to The Week.
Oh, yeah.
The Week magazine has literally everything you could want or need in it. It's got bits of tech in there. It's got bits about the city. It's got bits from all the major newspapers. It's got columnists' sort of takes on the world. It's got houses in there. It's got obituaries. It's just a really broad look at what's happening in the world. And what I like is that it's all the news in one very nicely sized magazine that is roly-upable and you can just carry everywhere. I like the way, I know this sounds daft, but I really like the way it's set out.
Mm-hmm.
It has funny stuff in there as well. It's not just all doom and gloom. I cannot recommend it high enough. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, you've got a copy of it here, and I read this section last night called The Last Word. And this was written by Lionel Barber, the editor of the Financial Times, for 14 years. And there's just excerpts in it from that of his dealing with Angela Merkel or Philip Green or whatever. And some of it is utterly brilliant. So, yeah, even just for that section, I thought it's a no-brainer, this. But I think subscriptions generally, I mean, I'm obsessed with classic cars, and I would love a classic car subscription magazine, like, because weirdly, they're really expensive. So I would never buy one from Sainsbury's, but I watch it, I look at it on the newspaper aisle and think, ooh, I'd love that classic car magazine. So, yeah, subscriptions are really good. Living Etc. is a really good one, and there's lots of really good interior ones as well that just help you escape the world. Philips. We're going to talk about Philips. These could be a potential sponsor. First up, the air floss. So we did an episode with the singing dentist. Yes, remember I listened to it the other day, weirdly. I was walking the dog and I thought, I'll go back and listen to one of our podcasts. A bit narcissistic, isn't it? You know,
he's the loveliest man, isn't he?
Yes, it was great. But he brought this thing called the Philips Air Floss with him, which was like an oral irrigator, it was described to me as. But it shoots like a high-powered jet of either water or mouthwash through your teeth, through the gaps between your teeth and your gums. So it's like a flossing machine. It's called the Air Floss, but I loved it so much. And then my mum sent me one in the
She's
post.
So
and
she, cute.
Yeah, and she listened to the thing. So I still use that on a daily basis. The Philips Air Floss, brilliant. If you've got people that you know really love their teeth, which everyone should, I know. But that's a no-brainer. The other thing from Philips is the sad lamp.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's not actually a sad lamp.
No, it's not. It's, see, it's, I realise that.
It's a clock. It's an alarm clock. I've talked about this actually in the last couple of days, recommending gifts to people. And you can get them ranging from sort of 30 quid right up to 130 quid for the all bells and whistles. But effectively, it's an alarm clock. And instead of waking up to some horrific phone alarm, which I hate, it wakes you up with daylight. So if you set your alarm for 7, the dawn will start at 6:30. And the idea is that you naturally wake up with the dawn. So in winter, you know, when it's dark at 6:30, it's actually very, very nice to be woken up naturally by light. And it sets your body into thinking that it is daytime. And it's a very gentle and lovely way to wake up. It's so nice. And then if you're not awake by... Oh,
excuse me.
What happened?
I had a sneeze.
Oh, my God, it sounded like...
Yeah.
An explosion.
Yes. I mean, like, that's what the Philips Air Floss is like.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. I've not got the COVID, so should be all right.
It wakes you up with the light. And then if you haven't woken up by the light, which sometimes happens if you're really, really, really tired, if you haven't woken up with the light, then when it gets to the time when you've got to wake up, it will wake you up in one of five ways. So it's got woodland sounds, it's got water sounds, it's got... bird song. It's got
a slightly irritating pigeon,
but that's because it's got to wake you up.
Yes, I know, that's what's irritating about it.
But it's only slightly irritating.
It's like, fuck it, that bird keeps going.
Yeah, but it's like, that's going, it's saying get up.
Yes. That's
pigeon,
why I,
in pigeon
that's
language.
Why I hate it. Yeah. But it is very good, the lamp. What does SAD stand for again? Is it like sun? It's
seasonally adjusted depression or something like that.
Oh, right. Is it? Okay.
Sad.
Yeah, it's something like that, isn't it? It's an acronym for something. Very good. Okay, we can both talk about these. About episode 4 or 5, I brought in a deep fat fryer. I mean, I love the deep fat fryer. It was £20. It's from Logic and it's from Curry's PC World. You put 3 litres of oil in it and obviously heat it up and chuck stuff in it. I think I did talk about the fact that I drain it about once a month and I actually only drain 2.5 litres of it. So half a litre of oil has been consumed at some point. I mean, I'm exaggerating a bit, but it is amazing how much it is gone. So anyway, I mean, I'm not necessarily recommending you buy this for someone's Christmas, but the air fryer perhaps might be a good suggestion.
Yeah, but can I just say something?
Yes.
You do love the deep fat fryer.
I...
And you did make me chips from the Xylus chipper in your deep fat fryer. And they were amazing.
It is brilliant.
The chips are amazing.
Yeah, sweet potato fries in there are amazing.
But I would say a deep fat fryer for me, in order for me to be able to stomach it, would be a High Days and Holidays. It would be not every night, not even every week, but it would be like, oh my God, should we deep fat? You know, it's a treat.
I'm saying that I've cut down a lot. I'm a once a week deep fat fry guy now.
In order to balance out your deep fat fryer, some listeners recommended, and I'd never heard of this, an air fryer. Now, they're very sort of trendy. They're very of the moment. And so I went online and I bought one. And it was, in fact, amazing. I love the air fryer.
Yeah.
And there are lots of different varieties.
I did actually
get mine on Amazon. It was $59.99. I think it was called the Pro Breeze.
Yeah.
And it comes with a really, really good recipe book of things that you can make. So things like the chicken wings, it came with a sort of marinade that we put on the chicken wings that was absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
And it basically cooks by shoving tons and tons of very, very hot air through this machine, a bit like a fan oven would, but it's a much, much smaller space. So it's a much more intense heat. And it's not the same as a deep fat fryer. It's not exactly the same. You will not get that kind of unbelievable crispiness. But I've done crisp chips in there.
Yeah.
And they were really nice. And it's very low mess. It's a lot less mess than putting them in the oven. It's extremely easy to clean. There are lots and lots of different things you can put in there. Thank you so much to the listener that told us about corn kernels. So if you put a sweet corn in there...
A corn on the cob.
A corn on the cob, sorry. If you put a corn on the cob in there, it will pop the corn on the cob. It's the best thing
ever. It is amazing, that.
And you use like half a teaspoon of fat. You just literally cover the food in a tiny weeny bit of fat. So it's a much healthier way of getting that same fried food effect.
Joel, my youngest, said to me just before the new lockdown, can we go to Curry's just for a mooch about? And I love mooching about Curry's.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sea World or whatever it is. He looks at all the gaming stuff and I go upstairs to fridge freezers and ovens and stuff like that. Wow, the selection of air fryers is off the charts. It's like a highly competitive sector,
wow, it would seem.
There must have been 15 different air fryers to choose from, ranging from £60 to £300.
Wow.
That all did all sorts of different things. But
I mean, in my opinion, with the cheap, you know, we've got the lower end of the scale air fryer. You don't need more than that.
I don't think so, no.
You don't need to spend a lot of money.
The griddle plates on and all sorts of things.
Oh, really?
You know? I know, yeah, yeah. I mean, all of a sudden did everything. I mean, it's quite a nice thing for an outdoor kitchen.
Yeah.
It's a little thing to have on the side, I think.
So the School of Life is something that we recommended before on an old podcast. And it is basically a website. It's just like a self-help website, but with really practical help. And now, because we're heading into Christmas, they have got a list of things that you can buy as gift for people. You can also get gift cards there, gift vouchers. So you could give somebody some gift vouchers so they could get like a self-help seminar. I cannot recommend it high enough. It is brilliant. So there's gifts for self-explorers. So people that want to kind of just look at themselves and go on a journey of self-discovery. There's for avid readers, for someone you love. Without love, life feels incomplete. The reason so many of us struggle to find it is because we've inherited faulty ideas about what love really is. Our range of love products can help someone discover the secrets of lifelong connection. Then there's stuff for the whole family. So play is serious. I've got to say that I bought the family game from this website for the last lockdown. And the family game was the, hands down, the funniest. And it's really cheap to buy. And it was amazing. So that would be for career seekers, for worried minds. There's virtual classes. There's virtual gift event gift vouchers, virtual business workshops. And these are things that will enhance someone's life and also not be too spenny.
And this is the Alain de Botton project, isn't
it?
Yes. Who's a famous kind of author and philosopher.
Yes.
But I've heard nothing but great things about this.
It's
I know you've mentioned
so
it.
So good.
I've had friends of mine send me links to various things on here. So
schooloflife.com.
Is it .com? God, that's quite good to get that name, isn't it? That domain name. I'm very quickly going to mention the world's most expensive pencil.
Okay.
Just because, you know, we did talk about it and there are people out there with money. How much is this pencil? It's about £329 for the pencil. But if you buy the set, which comes with five other pencils and five rubbers, it's got a solid silver lid to it that's got a built... Oh my God, it's amazing. It's got a built-in pencil sharpener. It is outrageous. But I do know, once you've been with someone for many, many years and you've made a few quid, and you might be thinking, God, what do I buy my partner this year? Then it is great. It's made by Faber-Castell. And if you just go on Tinternet, they've got their own website. You can have a little look at that. But it is...
Smile for me.
It's a thing of beauty.
Sorry. Hey, I got it.
My God.
You look gorgeous.
I've shaved my beard into a moustache for Movember, which sometimes I like it and sometimes it's the most horrific thing I've ever seen. I look like Homer Simpson, basically. You like don't. I've got like the shadow around my mouth.
You don't look like Homer Simpson.
Thank you. Molecule One.
Yes. Is the greatest perfume of all time. Yesterday,
yep.
I was asked by three people,
mm-hmm.
2 days ago, what I was wearing. Mm-hmm. Three people.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they didn't like it.
No,
they were like,
shut up.
What's that?
They loved it. three women. It's not like men going, ooh, it's like women going, oh my God, what are you wearing? So it's really, really, really interesting. I cannot smell it.
You can't.
No.
But you can't smell
your aerial
washing powder either.
No.
There's something very strange. When I wash my clothes at your house, the smell that they come back with is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use the same washing detergent in my house. They don't come out smelling even remotely close.
Isn't that weird?
I just don't understand what's going on. If someone could give me some science behind what
weird.
But you could well find that these people were actually going, Ariel, that's really nice. Might not be Molecule One at all. It might just be the sign of baby non-bio from Ariel or whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, I've heard great things about Molecule One and I know lots of people have messaged us.
But do you like it on me?
Of course I do, yeah.
I
love the combination of that and Ariel. There's something, that is your smell. If you could bottle it and you need to combine these two things. What we get is lots of messages come through that just say, oh my God, thanks so much for sending me Molecule One.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Molecule One.
So as a gift, again, it's quite spenny for Christmas. It's like
perfumes.
80 quid, but all perfumes.
Yeah, they're all about
designer
that,
perfume is going to be... But as a one, as the big gift, it is like you can't go wrong with it. Everybody loves the smell. It smells slightly different on everybody.
Mm.
And I've yet to meet somebody that doesn't like the smell of Molecule One, but it's got to be Molecule One, not the... There are other ones and it has to be that.
On the subject of a beauty, we also did Amanda Harrington fake tan stuff.
Have you ever used it?
No, but...
Because I want it back.
No, well, I want to keep it, I'm afraid. So I'm not giving it you back. It was a gift. You can't just take gifts back. But only because
I've got to get some more because it's
nervous.
Winter. I need
yeah,
more.
Yeah. Well, that's why I thought it was a good,
it
was very good gift.
But why don't I do it for you? I'll come over and I'll do it for you.
Yeah, all right. Well, next time I come to your place, I'll bring it. So Amanda Harrington did this range of fake tans that you reviewed in series one, and then you bought me some. But it comes with like a big brush, and then there's a few different.
It's so good to applicate.
Right?
It's apply.
Yeah.
It's so good to apply because the brush is really, really helpful, and you spray the fake tan on the brush and then brush it all over your face and just blend it in like that. But it was very natural looking and worked really well. And previously, I'd never found anything for my face that didn't make me look a bit weird, and. Amanda Harrington is the fake tan.
Well, great. I mean, that's why I thought I'd mention it.
What a great gift.
If there's blokes listening to this, then your wife might really like that, especially
or
because...
if a guy, lots of guys like tanning nowadays, don't they?
I totally agree. I'm devastated the sunbed shop's shut at the moment.
Yeah.
I love the smell of the sunbed shop.
It
that
is
slightly
weird, isn't
burning.
It? Burnie's flesh.
A bit porky.
Yes, yeah. Oh, God.
That was a joke, by the way. I don't like the smell. I was being ironic there. Just going back to subscriptions, Apple TV Plus subscription. Now,
yes.
I think it's worth the money. I was a bit like, for goodness sake, have we got another subscription to go? But the morning show was outrageously good.
Ted Lasso
was extremely good. And there's lots of other bits and pieces on there as well. So maybe for an annual subscription, a one-off payment or something like that for the family, I think it's a really good Christmas present. Mm. And they're doing, I believe they've started filming season two of the morning show. Somebody had sent a message on that. So even if you just get the morning show out of it, I think it's worth it. But there's lots of other stuff on there as well. So as a subscription gift, I think that's great. One of the subscription gift was Headspace. People are feeling a bit stressed and anxious, or your partner's feeling a bit fed up and needs a little bit of a release, then it's a meditation app that you subscribe to. But it's got amazing reviews. You've used it quite a lot, haven't you?
Yes, definitely.
And I've heard nothing but great things about Headspace, so that would be a great one as well.
Sonos.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, any Sonos speaker for a kid.
Yeah.
For a family.
Yeah.
Start your family on the Sonos journey where you just build and build and build.
Once you've bought a Sonos, they're called a Sonos One. Or I think there's something called the Sonos SL. One of them is about £159. The other one's £200. It's a speaker, but it's got a built-in kind of computer. So it's got Spotify built into it, Apple Music built into it, Amazon built into it. It's got Alexa built into it, Google Chrome built into it. Everything you need from a speaker is already built into it. And although you can control it from your phone, it's not music coming from your phone. And that's the brilliant thing about it. So if you are thinking about buying a high-end Bluetooth speaker, stop and buy a Sonos. Mm. It's an absolute no-brainer, because even just on the basic terms of, if you take a phone call, the music doesn't stop. Mm. If your phone leaves the room, the music doesn't cut out.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And once, because the music's not coming from your phone.
Yeah.
You're controlling it from your phone, but the music's coming from an inbuilt computer inside the speaker. Once you've got one, you can have 2, 3, 4 TV soundbars, all that. The sound quality.
The soundbars are amazing.
Yes.
You got me into the soundbar. It's so good under the telly. You don't need surround sound. It's like...
Yeah. There's 3 or 4 soundbars they've got. The cheapest one's called the Beam. It's about $399. But you can speak to it and it'll do things for you. But the sound that comes out of your telly after it is brilliant.
Yeah.
And of course, you can make music come out of it. You can put a record player through it. You can do anything through it. But Sonos is a brilliant gift. Even the most simple basic one they've got, the Sonos SL, I think it's called, is a no-brainer rather than a Bluetooth speaker.
Rains.
Yep.
Have you worn your poncho?
I've worn it a lot because, good, as you know, I've got one of these kind of dangerous electric scooters that I whiz up to town on.
Yeah.
And I wear the poncho because it covers my legs as well as my arms. I love that thing.
UKRains.com is a very, very, very cool waterproof company. And waterproofs historically are really nerdy looking. And this is a waterproof that will make you look so cool and so festival ready for next year. But it's not just ponchos. I mean, the poncho's £89, but it would be great for any teenager, any adult, anybody. It's like, gives you complete coverage. You can go out and you will not get wet. I have got a puffer jacket. That was £299. And I bought myself some tracky bottoms from them. So with the puffer jacket and the tracky bottoms, waterproof, it kept me completely dry. So UKRains.com, a very, very cool waterproof like idea for you if you want to give a present like that.
It's very, very nice, that stuff.
Yeah,
it's got a lovely feel about
it. And really
cool. And yeah, it does look great. I've got written down here the LV pelvic floor, it says.
Now, we had a discussion about this.
Mm.
And I would not want to be given a pelvic floor trainer by my husband.
And a Xylus chopper.
I don't mind a Xylus chopper at all.
But those two combined might be.
No.
Okay.
Insinuating that I wee myself as a gift is not good.
Okay.
I would buy it for myself.
Yep.
And train my own vagina, pelvic floor muscles to stop myself weeing. But I wouldn't want to receive it as a gift.
Okay.
And also opening it in front of anybody would also be embarrassing in front of the kids. And they'd all look at it and think it was a vibrator. They just would.
Okay, so forget that I even said those words.
But buy one for yourself because they're amazing.
Yeah. I talked about this quite a long time ago, but it was the Procreate app and the Apple Pencil.
Yes.
For an iPad Pro or the new iPad that takes the Pencil. I know it's an expensive gift, but you might find that your partner or your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever has got an iPad Pro, but the Pencil is a total game changer. I recommend it to so many people and they message me and call me up and go, oh my God, the Pencil, what? It's really good. But the app Procreate, which is an art app, it's $9.99. And the things you can do in Procreate that is very difficult to do in things like Photoshop and to do with copy and pasting pictures and layering things is so much easier to do in Procreate. And if you're a budding artist or interested in doing watercolor, acrylics, oil, anything like that, but you can't be bothered with the faff, Procreate is off the charts. And for £10, it's literally a no-brainer. So I don't know how you gift Procreate to somebody, but I assume you've gone the App Store, you can send it as a gift or something like that. But the Pencil and an iPad Pro, expensive gifts, I know, but wow, what a game changer that is. I love it. There isn't a day goes by where I don't use that.
There's another couple of things there. Quick, how long have we got?
Well, we've got about 6 minutes left.
Okay, so it's two things. They are in Instagram accounts,
mm-hmm.
and they've got shops on their Instagram accounts. One is House of Minimus. They did those amazing boiler suits.
Mm-hmm.
Boiler suits that are for men, women, and children. And I just love this idea of like, either a dad and son
mm-hmm.
in matching boiler suits or mums and daughters in matching boiler suits. But the thing I really, really loved about them was the iron-on badges that you can get for your boiler suits. Do you remember?
I do, yeah.
They were so, so good. So they're called House of Minimus. There is a shop on their Instagram account, on the House of Minimus Instagram account. And they would be a really cute present for a mum and daughter or a father and son. And then this is Alice Skinner, who is an artist. She's an artist and she does these amazing, amazing drawings. She's a feminist. So if you've got any daughters ranging from sort of probably 15 upwards, a piece of her artwork, possibly in a little frame or something, would go down a treat. My daughter, I got her some to go to university and she absolutely loved them. And also for that kind of age group, Grace Campbell's done a book called Amazing Disgrace, and it's a book about shame. It's really funny and kind of heartwarming and interesting and thought-provoking. It's really good. And she is hilarious.
Yes,
I've been watching bits and bobs. Did you see what I posted yesterday about her on the Channel 4?
Oh, the Steph thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I knew I'd seen it somewhere, yeah.
Fund jumpers. You can also buy them if you click through to their shop online. Fun jumpers are quite expensive, but I've got a great one that's yellow and it says kick ass. It feeds, every time you buy one, it feeds 100 school children.
That's amazing, isn't it?
In Africa. And
Marcus Rashford should get together and do something.
Yeah, try and do something. At least try and raise some money. I mean, we should, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another conversation altogether. And then one other thing, Oddbox. You know the vegetable box?
Again, yes.
It's like a sustainable thing. Like you could buy somebody one odd box to get delivered, which is misshapen vegetables that are going to get thrown away and end up on a heap in some other place. But they're perfect. I got a box of beautiful vegetables. I couldn't see anything. Literally, I was inspecting them with a fine-tooth comb. Couldn't see anything wrong with them. For 9 different types of veg, it costs you £10.99. So it could be a good introduction to somebody to Oddbox, do like an intro box. And Oddbox may well do that, something like that on their site. I don't know, but if they don't, they should.
The other thing, we did some live podcasts on our Instagram page throughout the summer, and there's a few bits and pieces in there, but one of them was this Ferrari steering wheel that I bought for the Xbox or the PlayStation or whatever it is. But it means you can play these driving games with your kids. But it's been a really good present for our house. You clamp it to a table, essentially. It's got foot pedals, and then the steering wheel's got all the gears on it and all the various controls on it. But my God, do we absolutely love the Ferrari steering wheel. It's about £100 from Argos. But as a kind of family gift, if you've got kids that play computer games, it's really, really good fun. So I'd highly recommend that. We're going to do a double bill of this, essentially, aren't we?
Yes.
We're going to do another one of these next week where we'll go through some old stuff, but we're also going to recommend some other Christmas presents that we've stumbled
across. Well, we're going to try and come across new stuff that would be good as gifts.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed that and it gave you some inspiration and ideas for gifts. I'll do a couple of shout-outs because Kerry Lord slightly read my mind. I nearly said ruined my mind then. Coffee I had was a bit strong this morning. So Kerry Lord sent, she says, "Hi, I love your podcast. Have found them all and binge watched them. Please watch This Is Us on Amazon Prime." I've talked about that before. It looks really good, doesn't it? "The best thing ever and food for the soul. Also, can we have a Christmas special?"
Yay!
"Like wrapping food decks kind of tips, and maybe do it sooner as lots of these things come out near Christmas when it's too late." Yes, Kerry Lord, that's exactly what we've done. So that's why I was thinking you read my mind. "With Christmas being cut back this year, we've made a list, something for a pound or something to eat, read, or..." It says thrifted here.
I think she means thrifted.
You think that's a typo? I think it might be a new word that I was learning. Just to make it less about money, which I think is a good thing. I mean, we're always trying to recommend things right across the board from a money perspective. But she's also read my mind here. My tip is also get a massive roll of brown paper from Amazon.
Yeah, you do that.
I do that. I've always wrapped paper in wrapped presents in brown paper from the post office. But then use a nice ribbon or something to wrap it with, do a little crossbow or something like that. The other thing is, if you go to Tiger, the Flying Tiger, there's a section for wrapping there, and they do these little brown tags. Now, I love these. You get them in packs of about 20, but they're really great for writing a little Christmas message on and then threading through the thing. Because otherwise, you buy Christmas gift tags from Paper Chase or something, you get like 4 of them for £3. Quid. I mean, it's outrageous.
No, very, very expensive.
So the Flying Tiger for little tags and things like that, they do multicoloured ones and all the rest of it, but they're a bit old school where you would thread string through them or something like that, but I love them. So thanks for that, Kerry.
Kerry, I want to say something.
Yeah, sure.
Kerry, my auntie introduced me to this and they are absolutely amazing. She actually makes them herself, but you can buy them. There is a company called Wearth, which is like We Earth, in all in one word. So it's spelt W-E-A-R-T-H. Worth London, they sell reusable fabric gift wrap. So basically, you buy fabric and wrap up your presents in that with string, or they provide wraps. Then you take the fabric off and you then wash it.
Yeah.
And you can use it to buy something else. So there are lots of things like fabric gift bags. You can find online fabric gift bags, which I think I'm going to be trying to be using this year, which I think is a really, really clever idea.
What I like about that is you go around somebody's house with a gift for them and you go, I've bought you this gift. And then they unwrap the gift and then you go, can I have the wrapping paper back, please? I would look forward to doing that and see how they reacted. Joanne...
Etsy's got reusable, lots and lots of reusable fabric.
Great.
Look how nice it is.
Yeah,
reusable
nice.
Fabric gifts. And you can tie it in a little knot and you can... I mean, it's so nice. Go to Etsy.com and look up fabric gift wrap bags.
Joanne Leader sent a message. Hi there. I was just listening to one of my favourite podcasts called Out to Lunch with Jay Rayner. Yeah, it's not ours.
Thanks.
But he said next week his guest is Tim Minchin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, naturally, I mean, he thought of you too, which is very nice because we're massive fans.
Huge.
I think this episode comes out next Tuesday, which would have been this week. So download
the podcast.
Download
it, yeah.
Yeah, you'll love it. He literally takes his guests out for lunch, which you can't do at the moment, to a fab restaurant, and you get to listen to their conversations about amazing food, their life, interesting facts and laughs. Only downside is the talk of food just makes you want to eat. Yeah. Love your podcast so much. Discover some wonderful things from you both. Take care, Joe Leader.
Oh,
thanks
lots
for that,
of love, Joe.
Yeah. And then another recommendation. This is from Jessica Aitchison.
Yes, I get this. I get
Schitt's Creek.
Lot. I've watched an episode of it.
And you didn't like it
I didn't.
That much. No, my dad loves it. I've heard just mixed reviews. People love it. Some people go, oh, no. I mean, both my kids said, oh, the writing's really bad. It's really cheesy.
That's what I thought.
But maybe
I'm not
we're missing
reading
the point.
It right.
Maybe it's irony.
God, I'm going to give it another go.
Yeah, okay. So, Jessica,
thanks.
Jessica,
I'm going to give it another go because I just think that many people can't be wrong.
Jessica's from Australia.
Oh,
there's something really nice about being listened to.
I know.
On the other
That's
side of
how
the world,
I feel.
Isn't there? Yeah. And Katie Wotton, it's my 50th birthday today. When would that have been? On the 4th of November.
Oh,
look what my husband had bought.
She got a Megan B bag. Oh, that's so nice. What he did very well. That's a gorgeous bag. And the second strap.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I wonder if he listens to the podcast or whether Katie just dropped a lot of hints about the fact
but whatever,
that she
wanted. Whatever.
Yeah, well done.
He did good.
Mr. Wotton.
He did good.
Did great there. And happy birthday.
Very nice bag. Happy 50th. She looked great.
Yes, she did look great.
Do you know why she looked great?
Because she's 50.
No.
Really?
What do you think made her look great?
I don't know.
Smile.
Teeth, yeah.
And it wasn't even just teeth. It was the fact that she was smiling. And on my YouTube channel, shameless plug, on my YouTube channel, I do a thing of like tips, free tips on how to look younger.
Mm.
And smiling is massive.
Yes, I saw this actually.
Smiling is really important.
I totally agree. What I don't like about smiling is when you smile at somebody and they don't smile back, it makes me very angry.
Oh, it makes you angry?
Oh, it makes me slightly frustrated because
yeah,
I think,
feel
why
foolish.
Wouldn't you? Yeah, well, maybe I feel foolish and then I feel irritated by the fact that I've been made to feel foolish. When you smile at somebody and they don't smile back at you, I always think, Jesus Christ, what is wrong with the world, you know? And then I realised there's lots of things wrong with the world. Okay, well, what are you doing this afternoon? You're going to have to do another podcast.
Oh,
can I say, like, I'm a bit disappointed that you're doing this to me. Like, you're podcasting with somebody else today.
Oh,
what on
earth? You're a bit jealous.
I would say jealous is just like angry, you know, like what on earth is going on here?
I'm going to talk to Mo Gilligan.
Yeah, I mean.
From The Masked Singer, like, you know, it's my new friend. Do you know who else I'm talking to this afternoon?
Oh,
who I'm
another
also
one.
Really
what?
Excited about. She's for my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Trini.
Oh, from Trini and Susanna.
Yeah.
What's her second name?
Trini Woodall.
Okay.
But she's amazing. She's such a kick-ass businesswoman. She
yes.
started up this brand, again, like she just started it very small.
Mm.
She does her stuff online and it's just grown and grown and grown and grown. And now it is massive.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, a friend
she's
of mine.
She's a very, very clever, savvy businesswoman who just loves making women feel amazing.
A friend of mine rang me who's running a charity at the moment, a hair and beauty charity, and he said that Trini had made a huge donation to the charity. I was like, wow, really? He said, yeah. And I said, well, don't expect me to do the same. I don't have any money, you know. He was kind of laughing. But yeah, I mean, she sounds like she's doing
That's
great
nice,
things.
Isn't it?
It's extremely nice to hear. That. And I doubt she would say anything about it. That's why I thought I'd mention it.
Oh, well, I'll bring that up this afternoon.
Yeah. So you're podcasting with Mo Gilligan. Well, very good. I went on this morning this week and did a thing about hair. And what happens after that is I get like 200 messages from people wanting hair advice. I have 158 messages to try and wade through this afternoon.
No.
Yeah, because I do like to try and get back to people, but it's immensely stressful and quite difficult because every time you answer a question, it poses other questions, you know.
But you can't keep answering everybody's questions.
No, but I'll try and do
my bit. When you answer like the main question, then you've got to let it go.
Then you've got to let it go. Yeah.
Let it go.
Absolutely. But that's what I'm doing this afternoon. But it's a nice day. I might go for a run as well.
100 and how many?
I think it's 158 at the moment. I managed to get down to 75 yesterday because I answered a lot, but throughout the night it's bumped back up.
No!
Yeah, I was feeling quite good thinking, oh my God, I've got this down. And then whoosh, they've all flooded back in.
But that is amazing because you have got the answers.
Yeah, well, it's quite nice at least. It's nice to be wanted, isn't it?
Yeah.
In demand.
Yeah.
This was very nice. Thanks very much indeed.
Well, very nice.
It was good. I hope it's been helpful for
Let's do all, it again
all
next
of you.
Week.
We'll do it again next week with some retrospective gifts and some new ones as well. But take care, everybody, and stay safe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.